More of the 800,000 federal workers affected will not get the paychecks they were supposed to get. A Republican senator has an idea for President Trump.
I would urge him to open up the government for a short period of time, like 3 weeks.
And Lindsey Graham told Fox of no deal after that, the president can declare a national emergency to fund the wall himself, which Democrats would challenge in court. But counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, just told Fox he tried that in talks with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week.
Well, if I reopen it for 30 days, could we work on the wall? And she said no. And then he said goodbye. And they totally mischaracterized the way he handled that in tone and content. I was sitting right there.
Well, the president is about to leave to go to New Orleans to address a farm convention. Another presidential tweet discussed what he calls the long overdue U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria. And the president also warned Turkey of economic devastation if that country attacks the Kurds in Syria. Turkey is reacting, and Fox's Simon Owen is monitoring live from London.
Dave, Turkey brushing off the president's threat. The Turkish president's office saying Turkey will continue its anti-terror fight decisively. Turkey sees the Kurdish militia fighting alongside the U.S. in Syria as a terrorist group. The Turkish foreign minister saying nothing can be achieved by threatening Turkey economically. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, visiting Saudi Arabia, says talks have begun to establish a so-called safe zone to protect the Kurds. Dave?
Simon, kids will soon be getting up and ready for school in Los Angeles, but their teachers won't. They'll go on strike today.
We have been in bargaining for the past 21 months and have come to this point.
That's Arlene Inouye with United Teachers Los Angeles. They want more pay and have other demands. Meanwhile, this means that there will be substitute teachers in the schools in Los Angeles today. This is Fox News.
When you're hiring, some job boards make you sort through tons of the wrong resumes, which makes finding a great candidate like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's not smart. Then, there's the smart way at ZipRecruiter. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds great candidates for you. That's why you should try it now for free. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience, and actively invites them to apply to your job, so you get qualified candidates fast. And while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what you're looking for, the needle in the haystack.
ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. That's based on hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Trump called it insulting. The New York Times reported the FBI opened an investigation into what if he possibly could be an agent working for the Russians. This after the president fired James Comey as FBI director in 2017, but Democratic Senator Chris Coons told Fox.
That was a concerning, even alarming report, and it suggests to me that the Mueller investigation needs to continue to its logical conclusion.
Now, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is on deadline today in the case against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson gave the Mueller team until today to submit the factual and evidentiary basis of the five alleged breaches of Paul Manafort's plea deal. The special counsel tossed out the agreement in November, claiming he'd been lying to investigators, particularly about his comments with a former alleged Russian spy, Konstantin Kalimnik. Prosecutors say Manafort gave Kalimnik polling information during the 2016 campaign. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Days after a Wisconsin girl, missing since October, suddenly turned up alive. Her accused kidnapper makes his first court appearance this afternoon.
Prosecutors are set to charge 21-year-old Jake Thomas Patterson with two counts of homicide and one count of kidnapping. Investigators believe Patterson broke into James and Denise Kloss's home near Barron, Wisconsin on October 15th, blowing the front door open with a shotgun. He then allegedly gunned the couple down and made off with their 13-year-old daughter, Jamie. This past Thursday, a woman walking her dog about an hour north of Barron spotted Jamie on the street. The teen said Patterson had been hiding her in a nearby cabin. She escaped when he left her alone. According to relatives, Jamie told FBI agents she didn't know Patterson at all. Debbie Hanley, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there may be some selling to start the week. On the opening bell in 25 minutes, Dow futures are down nearly 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
And now your local news brought to you by the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. You can visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One person has died in a house fire in Homer. The Champaign County Coroner says 57-year-old Angela Lewis was found in a garage of the home, which was in the 600 block of South Church Street. No word yet on a cause of that fire. Authorities think the fire started in the garage. One person was displaced after a fire at 5 Sherwood Court in Champaign on Friday afternoon. The cause of the fire is undetermined at this point. Firefighters had responded to passersby reporting smoke coming from the home. If you have plans to take a trip by airplane soon, be aware of how the government shutdown might be affecting airports. TSA agents are being forced to work without pay during the shutdown. Some TSA workers have called in sick rather than go to work. On Sunday, the George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston closed the checkpoint for Terminal B. Passengers were being rerouted to other terminals. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gibson with Illinois National Bank. I feel like you missed the... Nope. Because thanks to the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank, you can hop on the... before it leaves the station. It's not too late to take advantage of low interest rates and great service. Start 2019 by refinancing that old and expensive mortgage with a new one. Go to IllinoisNationalBank.com to contact me today.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Your weather forecast now, and it's looking pretty cold today, and the wet stuff and white stuff we got over the weekend looks pretty much cleared out, but on the rural areas, you'll have to take your time. We had some dense fog advisory in the sunset, or during the sunrise, but a high 27 expected today. Plenty of sunshine. 22 our low tonight. 33 the high tomorrow. Just a 20% chance for precipitation, especially before noon tomorrow, down to around 28. Some clouds on Tuesday night. Partly sunny Wednesday, high 33. 35 on Thursday, but a 50% chance of a wintry mix and a little more windy for us. We're currently still in those single digits of 6, and the wind chill feels like it's 6 below. ESPN 93.5, Stevie J on his tour of Asia with Stevie J Travel and checking in from Vietnam today. It's 8:08.
Hey, Diane. I am back here with you, and I just completed the visit to Ko Chi Tunnel. This is the tunnel system the Viet Cong set up during the Vietnam War, and I wasn't sure how I would feel about this, and I've got to tell you, it was very uneasy. I thought our tour guide was very good. I did not sense propaganda as perhaps I expected, because again, completely different perspective. From their perspective, this is a victory. They've got America to leave. From our perspective, it's very painful to know that so many brave men and women died during the Vietnam War, and particularly near the Ko Chi tunnels. They had this tunnel system, 124 miles of underground tunnel systems, and they just had it incredibly well devised. It was it was small tunnels. They even designed the secret hatches where you would go in. They even designed these to be very small so that Vietnamese could fit in and Americans couldn't. And so they had air holes designed every 20 or 30 meters to where you could, you know, breathe underground. They had three different levels. And it was, again, it was very moving. I felt almost like visiting the USS Arizona for us. It was, we saw an American tank that had hit a mine. And some of the people were taking pictures with it. And I just didn't think that was appropriate because it was a mine that hit one of our tanks. But again, completely different perspective from their presentation of everything. Other observations regarding the shooting range. You had a shooting range here, and they were shooting old AK-47s. Again, I didn't think it was appropriate to go. This isn't Disneyland. It wasn't supposed to be, you know, certainly from our perspective, it's more of a memorial. So I was, you know, I respect the fact that, you know, this is Vietnam. I'm in Vietnam. I, again, thought the tour guide was was fair and respectful, but it was a little painful to know that our guys had been wandering through this thick foliage, and I'm sure many died where we were. And then the tunnel system, again, was very complex, very small. We went through a section of it, and you definitely, if you're claustrophobic, there's no way you could have done it. But you had to crouch really low, and it was, 30 meters, or 30, 40 yards is all it was. But it was uncomfortable. So, again, a bit of history today, a little sad from our perspective. We once went to the Titanic Museum in Southampton, England, and they had closed the Tryon, period age closed the Tryon, people that were on the Titanic, and our kids thought that was like, what is that about? It's a sad deal. And I somewhat like that here, where, you know, there were different things that just didn't seem to fit, you know, certainly from our perspective. So they're called the Cochi Tunnels. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing we did today. There wasn't anything else in Vietnam particularly that that attracted us as far as an event. We had to do something, because if you were to come into Vietnam, you had to have a special visa. And, you know, you could apply for that and buy that, do all that. Or you could take a shore excursion, as they're called, from Princess Cruises, which is what we chose. So we did that today. Again, it was a somber thing, I think, for us. But again, at lunch here just a moment ago, we prayed for the Vietnamese and we prayed for the healing of the United States. It maybe is a reminder, much like Nagasaki, that you hope and pray that we never fight a war again and never in those situations. Well, okay, that's going to wrap it up from Vietnam. We are at sea tomorrow. We'll be in Bangkok, Thailand on Wednesday, and then Koh Samui Island. Go find that on a map. It was just recently hit by that tropical storm that hit us pretty hard. That'll be Thursday, a day at sea to pack on Friday, and then off on Saturday. We're home Monday night. We will be in Singapore. Looking forward, certainly, to Singapore. It's where the president met with the North Korean leader, and we'll be staying 2 miles from that hotel. We'll be at the Fullerton Hotel. Our group is having a great time. Everybody seems happy. We're having a really good time. We meet at the Skywalker Lounge. We did that the last couple of days at sea, played games, and just had a great time with everybody. So we'll sign out from Vietnam, just outside Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon. Lots of history here. Obviously, a lot of it not good for us. But again, an experience to be sure. So I'll be talking to you soon, Diane. We'll be talking tomorrow. I'm so glad you guys can hear some of these reports.
Yeah.
Live from Vietnam, I'm Stevie J, ESPN 93.5.
Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Karasik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit StevieJTravel.com. Again, StevieJTravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go?
ESPN 93.5, I'm Diane Ducey. It is 8:15. Austin Berkland joining me in studio. Hi, Austin.
How's it going, Diane?
Fine. I feel like you're kind of an uncle again. But, you know, I know you and Jeremy just kind of seem like you have the brotherly love.
Yes. He had his other child. Lillian was born. So it's a great thing. I love the pictures that I'm seeing on social media.
Me too.
A cutie.
Was it Friday night around 10:30 or something?
Yes, Friday night. Yeah, 10:32, I believe.
And Tiffany was a champ once again.
Torin
has a little sister. Exciting.
Can't wait to see how they interact.
Exactly. So, but I'm sure you were watching football all weekend.
Yes, Cowboys, tough loss for them. Rams really used that running game effectively. And then the Chargers-Patriots game. My goodness, Tom Brady is just a legitimate champ. 76% of the time in his career, he's been to the AFC Championship game.
Whoa.
Think of this. LeBron James makes 73% of his free throws. So there's a better chance that Tom Brady's going to go to the AFC Championship game than LeBron James is going to hit a free throw.
Wow.
And the Eagles, they fell to the Saints. Stevie J is probably pretty happy.
Yeah,
what a great game that that both teams played really, really hard. It was the best game of the weekend by far. Nick Foles just lost that magic in the fourth quarter, but I'm proud of the run they've been on. So great, great game, and then great game next week between the Chiefs and the Chargers, Chiefs and Patriots, and the Saints and the
LA Rams.
Yeah.
There we go. And, you know, Indianapolis Colts fans are kind of bitter, but, you know, solid game there.
Patrick Mahomes, Mike, he's the most athletic quarterback I've seen in a long, long time. He's like Michael Vick, but with the accurate passing, which is a scary thought.
Okay. So when we're talking football, I know Illini Nation has been excited about the new recruits coming in. Nothing over the weekend, though.
There's some rumors going around that Jeff Thomas might want to go back to Miami. He contacted Miami to go back to the University of Miami after committing to Illinois on the transfer, but no decision has been made. The offensive coordinator said of Miami, quote, "I think that has come up, but I'm not sure where it stands," end of quote. "I just think there are some talks going on, but I don't think any decisions have been made."
Okay. So we'll stay tuned for that. Again, the Jeremy Warner Show is on from 9 to 11, and we like talking basketball. I know Michigan, 17-0 now, and they beat Northwestern yesterday, and then Michigan State over Penn State, 71-56. We've got some special guests coming in.
Yep, Deion Thomas at 9 o'clock, so you'll get the mega powers of Derek and Deion talking basketball.
I love it. You know, Derek is really good at his basketball stats and just knowing how things are done. Did he ever play?
I don't know what his basketball playing history is. Maybe we'll talk about that on the show. But, yeah, great reporter. Yeah. Always has the connections in the recruiting scene. And just give him a follow at dpiper247 on Twitter. And you'll and of course, subscribe to IlliniInquire.com.
Sure.
For all the latest Illini info, because they just do a great job on
Illini men's basketball facing Minnesota on the 16th at 8 o'clock. So
rebounding.
Yes.
That's the key in that game for the Illini. If they rebound well, they have a shot to pull the minor upset.
The women in action the next day against Nebraska. Australian Open is going on. Rafael Nadal is in it, and former Illini Kevin Anderson.
Yeah, Kevin Anderson keeping that hot streak alive of going to semifinals, at least in Big Four in Grand Slam tournaments.
Uh-huh.
So Kevin, great Illini ambassador, of course, and going back to the Illini women, they played really hard in that first quarter against Penn State, but Penn State just came out strong. But they do have that monkey off their back where they won their first Big Ten game.
Yep.
So great things coming for the Illini women's basketball team in the
Very
future.
Good. And our gymnastics did well over the weekend, too. So.
Yeah, great stuff by the Illini non-revenue sports.
Thanks for coming in and chit-chatting about sports.
Not a problem.
We'll look forward to the reports after 9. Jeremy Warner's show from 9 to 11 here on ESPN 93.5. A cold start for us today. We are in single digits, down to 6 below zero on the wind chill. Today's high is 27, 22 our low tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 33. Just a slight chance for precipitation before noon. We've got a high of 33 expected Wednesday. A wintry mix could come our way on Thursday with a high of 35. Right now we're at 9. ESPN 93.5, our Fox Financial Business Business Minute is brought to you by Provident Financial Group with partnerships you can trust.
From the Fox Business Network, Citigroup is reporting strong earnings, but it wasn't bringing in as much money in the quarter. Citi blames volatile markets at the end of the year. Its earnings were still stronger than expected because its expenses were down. Citi is the first major U.S. bank to report earnings for the quarter. Sears Holdings is considering bids for the company today. Its CEO, Eddie Lampert, has made a $5 billion bid. The New York Post says an investment firm is interested in buying the Kenmore and Die Hard brands. Kohl's is closing 4 stores, but will open 4 other new locations that are small format stores. Kohl's is also closing a customer service operation in Dallas. 2 gold mining businesses are merging. Newmont Mining is buying Goldcorp. It's an all-stock deal worth $10 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Twenty. 8:23. I'm Diane Ducey. Stevie J Touring Asia with Stevie J Travels, a new venture for him and his family. And he's been checking in from Vietnam today. Very interesting trip. I appreciate him filing the reports. In the meantime, I pull up professionals like Neil Medved. Hello, Neil.
Good morning to you.
I see that you're the president of Preferred Technology Solutions. What does that entail?
Well, Preferred Technology Solutions is based in Dallas, Texas. We're a technology solution provider and security company. We work with businesses, small, medium, and large, to either manage their technology or co-manage their technology, work with their internal IT staff. We have expertise in security, both physical and data security, in infrastructure and cloud, in wireless and in voice. And we'd love to talk to you, and we're glad to be here.
All right. We're talking about Facebook and that location tracking device. How does that work?
Well, location tracking, it uses the cell towers, it uses the Wi-Fi, and it allows Facebook and the advertisers know where you're at, you know, for usually for advertising purposes.
So for me, you know, I've been on Facebook probably, I don't know, 10 years or whatever, and I just keep, like, avoiding upgrading, thinking I don't want anybody in my business. I still sometimes in my feed have some ads that are interesting to me, and I don't know how they're doing all that. But is it because I'm not, like, upgrading that I'm not getting hit so much, I wonder?
Well, when you say upgrading, it could be a few different things. You know, first and foremost, whether it be your computer, whether it be your phone, whether it be your application, it's very, very important to always upgrade to the newest revisions of the software of the application. The reason being is because when security vulnerabilities are found, that is how they do their best to patch the vulnerabilities. So, you know, first and foremost, it is very, very important to always upgrade your operating system and always upgrade the applications that you're using.
Okay, well, Facebook. My thought, Neil, was that they can't get to me if I don't hit upgrade.
Well, you'd be surprised. Let's just say that.
Okay, so I see in our dilemma that was proposed to us, there was somebody who tried to turn off her location tracker, but she's checking in in various cities on her profile. So Facebook is on to her, Neil, or what's the situation there?
Well, Facebook is always gathering information, as are many applications that you may be using. The way that they track you isn't always through the Facebook app itself, but it could be because when you're on your cell phone, for example, you're hooking up either through the cellular network that can tell, you know, basically where you're located,
uh-huh,
or through wireless, you know, which you have an IP address, and they will be able to find where you are, location, you know, through the routers that you're hooked up to and the internet that you're hooked up to. So you're being tracked in many different ways. Whenever you're online, you're being tracked.
So Neil Medved is who we're talking with here on ESPN 93.5. Is there any way to get some privacy these days if you're on Facebook?
Oh, very, very much so. You know, one of the great things that have happened, you know, especially recently, is that Facebook has given you, the user, much more control over what they have and what they can get from you versus what it used to be. One of the big things that many people do not do is delve into the privacy side of Facebook, you know, going into the settings, going into privacy, and seeing how much control that you certainly do have over what information is shared. Does that mean that everything, you know, that you're going to be able to not share anything? No, that's not what I'm saying, but you have much greater control over what data Facebook is getting from you and what data they have. As a matter of fact, you can even go into Facebook, go into settings, go into your Facebook information, and download the data that Facebook does have on you. That's something that's fairly new and something I suggest many, or you know, you from the individual standpoint do, just to see what they have on you.
Is that something on everybody's page? Do we just click around up the top right, or how's that work, Neil?
It is. When you go, when you open up Facebook, it's easier on a computer, of course, but open up Facebook, and top right, there's narrow down. You click on that, click on settings, click on your Facebook information, and from there, you can download the information.
Well, this has been enlightening. It's a good idea for people to scrub their account and get rid of stuff that maybe you're embarrassed that you post now and look into some of this setting stuff. Don't you agree?
It is. It is. You know, one thing, you know, Preferred Technology Solutions, we understand that many people don't, their job is not IT. Their job is not to keep up with security and keep up with technology. We work with many individuals and businesses to do that, to help them be as secure as possible, to make sure that they're living and working towards best practices. That's something we do every day, each day, with our clients.
Well, what an interesting job. Neil, thanks for joining us on the radio.
Thank you, and have a great day.
All right, bye now. ESPN 93.5, we've got a chance for you to find out more as you go online at ESPNCU.com and listen to the podcast.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Fox News, I'm Pat O'Neill. President Trump expected to get a warm welcome today when he speaks at the American Farm Bureau Convention, marking its 100th anniversary.
The president's trip to New Orleans comes during the partial government shutdown over the president's demand that Congress fund a U.S.-Mexico border wall. Some 800,000 federal employees have been impacted by the shutdown, and on Friday, some missed their first paycheck.
Fox's John Decker, the president, in a tweet today referring to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, are saying Nancy and crying Chuck could end the shutdown in 15 minutes. At this point, it's become their and the Democrats' fault. At the Critics' Choice Awards last night on the CW Network, host Taye Diggs announcing the Best Picture winner.
And the Critics' Choice is Roma.
Roma was considered an underdog among the 14 Best Film nominations at the Critics' Choice Awards. This is Fox News.
We've got your local news headlines, and it's brought to you by Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When this new year comes, that means maybe you should look into upgrading some rooms in your home. And Dick Van Dyke Appliance World can do that with the best selection of appliances in Central Illinois. High quality, affordable prices, the best customer service around. You can't beat it. Plus, wow, they're free. 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is the place you'll want to visit for new appliances at this time of year. Their location just south of I-74 on Neal Street or online. DickAppliance-World.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One person was displaced after a fire at 5 Sherwood Court in Champaign on Friday afternoon. The cause of the fire is undetermined at this point. Firefighters had responded to passersby reporting smoke coming from the home. The new governor of Illinois is being sworn in today. Democrat J.B. Pritzker takes the oath of office along with his lieutenant governor. Pritzker and his wife greeted people at the old state capitol on Sunday. Pritzker says as governor, his goals include growing the economy, lowering the cost of health care, and lifting wages. WGN points out Illinois has the worst credit rating of any state. The women's clothing store chain Chico's has announced store closures. The parent company of Chico's, Chico's FAS, says it'll close 250 locations over the next 3 years. The company has not identified the locations that'll be closed. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We got some Christmas gift money, and we decided the thing that we wanted and needed the most was a new washer and dryer. The old set was on its last legs. I mean, they were small, slow, and one was making a funny noise. but we wanted a great sale, so we shopped around. We wanted a washer with one of those full-size agitators, one that wasn't afraid to use some water, and a huge capacity and an equally large dryer. We found it all. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World had the perfect set, and they were $213 less than everyone else, even online. And they came with that famous free Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan. Wow!
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during January. Get this full-featured lawn repair at huge savings. And with approved credit, get no-interest financing. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
We've got your forecast down. It's brought to you by the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler, 217 Mortgage Team, Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign. Partly sunny today, as you can tell. At least we got the sunshine. I know lots of white stuff over the weekend. In fact, that sidewalk ordinance until tomorrow at 2, as businesses clear out the white stuff, if you haven't tended to that already. Again, you have until tomorrow at 2. Some slick spots with that freezing fog issue earlier this morning, but today's high around 27, down into the teens tonight. The temperature's actually not too bad. We're up to around 30 tomorrow, 33 by Wednesday, 35 by Thursday, where there's the greatest chance of precipitation coming our way. We've gotten to the double digits of 11 on ESPN 93.5, where Stevie J has been filing reports on his tour of Asia.
Well, Diane, good morning. We are in Vietnam. This is a long way from home, and I looked at a beautiful sunrise as we entered the port on the Sapphire Princess. And our plans today are to board a bus. It is a long way from Ho Chi Minh City. Ho Chi Minh City is Vietnam's largest city. It has a population of right at 10 million. It's over what Hanoi. Hanoi has 7, which is the second largest city in Vietnam. So our plans are to board our bus. We'll take a trip through Ho Chi Minh City and then on our way to the Cu Chai Tunnel. The Cu Chai Tunnel is where the Viet Cong dug tunnels as they fought the Americans during the Vietnam War. So I'm not exactly sure how I feel about all this because, again, Vietnam for America is not a great thing. It was not a great memory. We lost so many brave men and women. So I'll be able to tell you a little later here in the show my feelings about all of formerly Saigon. But it is obviously a big place. There's 100 million people that live in Vietnam. It's a communist nation. It has loosened somewhat.
Nathaniel, yes, my son.
Somewhat 100 million, as I was mentioning. We are here. It's fairly busy, but we're going to get on our bus here momentarily. But I did want to let you know that after today, we'll be at sea tomorrow. Then we head to Bangkok, Thailand, to Koh Samui Island, if you want to look that one up on a map. And then off to Singapore before we fly home to Chicago, and are so thankful we live in the United States of America. This trip has been incredible, so different, so culturally different, so much sameness, so much lack of diversity, and just a completely different existence than we have in Champaign-Urbana, for sure. So I'll report back in just a few minutes, Diane, and let you know how the bus ride went, thoughts about Ho Chi Minh City, the Cu Chai Tunnel, and bring some more observations to you. But again, a long way from home. We're probably 8,000 miles plus, I would guess, from Champaign-Urbana. And again, so excited to bring you these morning reports. So we'll come back in just a bit and give you a little bit more and thoughts as we drive in the bus through a very busy Ho Chi Minh City, and just observations along the way, and tell you a little more about the experiences that we're expecting here coming up. I'm so glad you're listening. It's ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J, and we're in Vietnam, and we'll give you a little bit more in a few minutes. Thanks, Diane.
Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Karasik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit steviejtravel.com. Again, steviejtravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go?
Hey, Diane, we're in Vietnam this morning. I just want to let you know that there is no quick way to get to the Co Chai Tunnel. These are the tunnels the Viet Cong dug during the Vietnam War, avoiding our guys, our men and women that were fighting. So we drive through Ho Chi Minh City, and along the way you see these tin-roofed, extraordinarily poor areas as you drive toward the biggest city in Vietnam. It's Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, about 10 million people. And then you get to Ho Chi Minh City, and there's these massive sky risers. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful, then dirt poor, and then really beautiful homes, and then nothing. And it was, and may I tell you that this Ho Chi Minh City travels by scooter? Oh, my gosh. There are 10 million people in the city, and 5 million scooters are on the road. And there really are no rules to the road, Diane. There are no rules to the road. The trucks and the buses generally are following something, but the scooters just go. There could be 50 at a light, and it's like a 10K race. They're all lined up across the front. It's crazy. Really, really unusual. So unusual and so lacking a system with the scooter. 54 Vietnamese die every day in this nation because of the scooters. 54 per day. It is unbelievable. Felt very chaotic. The city, again, was large and big. It goes from rich to poor in a blink. And fascinating to see hanging animals on the side of the road that are for sale. We thought they were pigs, but we're not sure. Again, you go from very, very, very poor to very rich in a blink. But the scooters left an impression. So along the way to the Co Chai Tunnel, we stopped at a place that made rice paper. And these make some form of a snack where you can have, it's kind of like a chip. And then they have rice, they look a little like a burrito shell, but they're obviously edible. But watching people, in fact, Janet and Nathaniel got to make their own rice paper. And that was quite an experience to watch two women working all day. And the system to burn and then to heat and then to pour what looked like pancake mix and make this authentic rice paper here in Vietnam. So then we are back on the bus, and then we are just about at the Co Chai Tunnel. Again, these tunnels are what the Viet Cong built to avoid us in the Vietnam War. So I'm very apprehensive about this because our boys and girls, our ladies and gentlemen, died here, and it feels a little like I'm approaching the USS Arizona or something, because this is this could be hard. So I'll let you know in just a bit how the visit goes to the Co Chai Tunnels. But again, the drive through Ho Chi Minh City, certainly memorable and unbelievable with the 5 million scooters that are out and about. You can't imagine. There is no way to cross the street. There are no lights. In such, there's no sidewalks. If you were to cross the street in Ho Chi Minh City, you would be on your own. It is, I've never seen anything like it. And frankly, there wasn't really anything I wanted to stop at along the way. We just had a feel of what we were looking at. Again, a city of 10 million, a country of 100 million, a name that, of course, brings sorrow to a lot when I say Vietnam. It is, interestingly, a fairly popular place for Vietnam veterans to visit to kind of, remove the devil out of them, as one veteran said, to kind of look at it in another light, perhaps. People are friendly, but again, I think a harder visit for Americans. Okay, I'll come back in just a bit. We'll give you the Co Chai Tunnels and my thoughts about that. Glad you're listening. Thank you, Diane. ESPN 93.5, live from Vietnam. I'm Stevie J.
Been fascinating hearing about Stevie J's travel now in Vietnam, one of five countries he's visiting. Stevie J Travel is putting together all the details of this Asian cruise on the Princess Sapphire, and he's been sharing little stories and his experience with us on ESPN 93.5, and we appreciate you listening in and kind of following along. It's 8:43 on January 14th. I'm Diane Ducey on ESPN 93.5. Sports next.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys, like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than 2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
Hey Cardinals Nation, the Cardinals Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team. Get the latest scoop on the upcoming season from current players, Cardinals alumni, and broadcasters. Plus, there will be raffle prizes and autographs for the kids. Folks, jump on the Caravan, the Cardinals Caravan, rolling into Champaign on Friday, January 18th. For more information, visit cardinals.com/caravan.
It was great talking a half hour ago with Austin Berkland. He's an Eagles fan and kind of sore about Stevie J's New Orleans Saints pressing on. But what a great game and so many neat things to pull out of the games, too. L.A. Rams and New Orleans will be going at it on the NFC championship side. And then we've got the New England Patriots with Tom Brady and his eighth appearance there. And Kansas City going at it on the AFC championship side. Football fans had a great time watching this weekend. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to be interested in the Super Bowl when it's in Atlanta with the halftime show, Maroon 5. I know my daughters really like Travis Scott, Big Boy from Outkast fame, will also be featured as they spotlight some of Atlanta's talent. On to Big Ten basketball, 17-0, breaking a school record, Michigan over Northwestern yesterday. Michigan State over Penn State, 71-56. Tomorrow in NBA hoops, we've got the Pacers at Phoenix to take on the Suns, and the Bulls and Lakers will be going at it tonight. Nebraska and number 22 Indiana. Wisconsin is at Maryland. On to our Illini sports and what's trending. We'll have our Illini men's basketball action against Minnesota on Wednesday the 16th at 8. Don't forget about the bobbleheads that are spotlighted with Game Day Spirit, your official fan store for the Fighting Illini. We had that last Thursday in that game against Michigan, unveiling Kendall Gill. Marcus Liberty's turn coming up in that game against Minnesota. Lowell Hamilton on January 23rd in the game against Wisconsin. February 2nd when we take on Nebraska. I say Kenny, you say battle. It's bobblehead night on February 5th to wrap it up with Nick Anderson as we take on Michigan State. The day after each of the bobbleheads are debuted, you'll be able to purchase yours for a limited time at Game Day Spirit. With this 30th anniversary to salute the Flying Illini and the five former Illini standouts from back in the day. Pretty cool with Game Day Spirit and ESPN 93.5. Try to win with the Tay and Jay show happening, Tay and Carp show happening between 4 and 6. NHL on ice tonight. Blackhawks are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. St. Louis Blues at Washington to take on the Capitals. We have the women's basketball team taking on Nebraska on Thursday the 17th at 7. The gymnastics team, the wrestling, really good stuff over the weekend. So go Illini. Don't forget to save the date on Friday at noon. Come on out to the iHotel and Conference Center for this free event presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. It'll be the St. Louis Cardinal Caravan.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Duncan with Special Olympics Illinois Region I, and I'm inviting you to the 2019 Law Enforcement Torch Run, Polar Plunge, and Donut Dash at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet. Saturday, March 9th, with our Donut Dash starting at 9 a.m. and our Polar Plunge kicking off at noon. We are hashtag Reason for a Reason this year at the Mahomet Lake of the Woods Polar Plunge and Donut Dash on Saturday, March 9th. Join our Plunge Ambassadors, Sarah Mintz and Emerson York, and register today at plungeillinois.com.
at 8:50 on January 14th, 2019, couple weeks into the new year. Hope things are going well for you. We've got a high 27 today, 22 hour low into the evening tonight, up to 33 tomorrow, a 20% chance of precipitation before noon, down to around 28 on Tuesday evening. Partly sunny again on Wednesday with a high 33, low 26, up to 35 on Thursday, but a 50% chance of precipitation coming our way before noon. ESPN 93.5, we have your forecast here. Thanks to the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. They've got their new location at 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Hi, I'm Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Feel like you missed the... Nope. Because thanks to the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank, you can hop on the... before it leaves the station. It's not too late to take advantage of low interest rates and great service. Start 2019 in your dream home with a new home mortgage from Illinois National Bank. Go to IllinoisNationalBank.com to contact me today.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
We've been finding it interesting with CBJ checking in. CBJ travels with the East Central Illinois Group and his whole family filing reports from Vietnam this morning.
Hey, Diane. I am back here with you, and I just completed the visit to Co Chi Tunnel. This is the tunnel system the Viet Cong set up during the Vietnam War. And I wasn't sure how I would feel about this, and I've got to tell you, it was very uneasy. I thought our tour guide was very good. I did not sense propaganda as perhaps I expected because, again, completely different perspective. From their perspective, this is a victory. They got America to leave. From our perspective, it's very painful to know that so many brave men and women died during the Vietnam War, and particularly near the Co Chi tunnels. They had this tunnel system, 124 miles of underground tunnel systems, and they just had it incredibly well devised. It was there were small tunnels. They even designed the secret hatches where you would go in. They even designed these to be very small so that Vietnamese could fit in and Americans couldn't. And so they had air holes designed every 20 or 30 meters so where you could, you know, breathe underground. They had three different levels. And it was, again, it was very moving. I felt almost like visiting USS Arizona for us. It was, we saw an American tank that had hit a mine, and some of the people were taking pictures with it, and I just didn't think that was appropriate because it was a mine that hit one of our tanks. But again, completely different perspective from their presentation of everything. Other observations regarding the shooting range. You had a shooting range here, and they were shooting old AK-47s. Again, I didn't think it was appropriate to go. This isn't Disneyland. It wasn't supposed to be, you know, certainly from our perspective, it's more of a memorial. So I was, you know, I respect the fact that, you know, this is Vietnam. I'm in Vietnam. I, again, thought the tour guide was fair and respectful, but it was a little painful to know that our guys had been wandering through this thick foliage, and I'm sure many died where we were. And then the tunnel system, again, was very complex, very small. We went through a section of it, and you definitely, you know, if you're claustrophobic, there's no way you could have done it. But you had to crouch really low, and it was, what, 30 meters, or 40 yards is all it was. But it was uncomfortable. So, again, a bit of history today, a little sad from our perspective. We once went to the Titanic Museum in Southampton, England, and they had closed the Tryon, period age closed the Tryon, and people that were on the Titanic, and our kids thought that was like, what is that about? It's a sad deal. And I somewhat like that here, where, you know, there were different things that just didn't seem to fit, you know, certainly from our perspective. So they're called the Co Chi Tunnels. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing we did today. There wasn't anything else in Vietnam particularly that attracted us as far as an event. We had to do something because if you were to come into Vietnam, you had to have a special visa. And, you know, you could apply for that and buy that and do all that. Or you could take a shore excursion, as they're called, from Princess Cruises, which is what we chose. So we did that today. Again, it was a somber thing, I think, for us. But again, at lunch here just a moment ago, we prayed for the Vietnamese and we prayed for the healing of the United States. It maybe is a reminder, much like Nagasaki, that you hope and pray that we never fight a war again and never end those situations. Well, okay, that's going to wrap it up from Vietnam. We are at sea tomorrow. We'll be in Bangkok, Thailand on Wednesday, and then Koh Samui Island. Go find that on a map. It was just recently hit by that tropical storm that hit us pretty hard. That'll be Thursday, a day at sea to pack on Friday, and then off on Saturday. We're home Monday night. We will be in Singapore. Looking forward, certainly, to Singapore. It's where the president met with the North Korean leader, and we'll be staying 2 miles from that hotel. We'll be at the Fullerton Hotel. Our group is having a great time. Everybody seems happy. We're having a really good time. We meet at the Skywalker Lounge. We did that the last couple of days at sea, played games, and just had a great time with everybody. So we'll sign out from Vietnam, just outside Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon. Lots of history here. Obviously, a lot of it not good for us. But again, an experience to be sure. So I'll be talking to you soon, Diane. We'll be talking tomorrow. I'm so glad you guys can hear some of these reports. Live from Vietnam, I'm Stevie J, ESPN 93.5.
Thank you, Stevie.
Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Karasik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit StevieJTravel.com. Again, StevieJAYTravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go? If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. Pain.com.
I am Diane Ducey. I was just visiting Honda BMW. Such a great selection of new and used vehicles. I was just talking with Greg Fanning, and when it comes to financing and getting things lined up, their team is so awesome. Corner of Neil and Burwash in Savoy, Honda BMW of Champaign. If you're considering a new vehicle in 2019, you could go online if you'd like to poke around at drivechampaign.com. Maybe we can visit with Craig tomorrow. Great to get the report from Stevie J as he checks in live on his Asian tour. 5 different countries he's visiting with Stevie J Travel and a bunch of people from East Central Illinois, too, and his whole family. Really good stuff. All right, Austin Berkland and Isaac Trotter, and then Dion Thomas is coming in later. We've got a great show lined up. If you hadn't heard, Jeremy had a girl, right, coming into the weekend, little Lily, so he'll be taking a week off. ESPN 93.5, enjoy your day.
Enjoy the area's best dining opportunities during Restaurant Week. Here's your chance to step up to the plate January 25th through February 2nd and enjoy some really fine food. There's a complete and